Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. Senate Democrats pressing Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett on hot-button issues in her confirmation hearing.
Her feelings on cases involving abortion and gun rights, as well as the Affordable Care Act. Barrett told Democratic Senator Dick Durbin she is not, quote, hostile to the ACA after he asked her about her criticism of earlier Supreme Court rulings on it.
I apply the law, I follow the law, you make the policy.
Barrett also declined to say whether she would recuse herself from any election-related lawsuits involving President Trump.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Wall Street snaps a four-day winning streak.
The major averages fell to their lows of the session after pharma giant Eli Lilly announced it was pausing its coronavirus treatment study due to safety concerns. The news comes just a day after Johnson & Johnson made a similar announcement.
The Fox Business Network's Jerry Willis. America is listening to Fox News.
It's the worst Halloween candy of all. With spongy circus peanuts, Tootsie Rolls, and wax lips, this Snickers too small. It's the worst Halloween candy of all. It's the crappiest candy of all. I knew I was in trouble, I saw double bubble, oh look, fireballs. It's the crappiest candy of all. I got 10 bit of honey, someone gave me pennies, and here's some Necco wafers too. Is this old lady mental? She's handing out pretzels, and who would eat Charleston chew? It's the worst Halloween candy of all. I don't want Mary Jane's, and you keep your dumb raisins and gross popcorn balls. It's the worst Halloween. Candy corn's making me scream. It's the worst Halloween candy.
Now I have to get pissed off again.
Uh-oh.
Democrats, you are despicable people. From everything, I have not been able to listen to the hearing. And they want her rulings on Obamacare and something about sexual preferences that came up. The term, you know... And gun rights and all this other stuff. You're asking her for future rulings on cases that haven't been brought before the court yet?
And she's not going to give them. I mean, she's stated over and over again, you know, she's not going to make a comment on something that might be brought before her in the future.
Booker asking Barrett about an opinion she wrote in which she said a fired employee who Booker says claimed he had been subjected to racism and called a slur had not proved he had been subjected to a hostile work environment. I just happened to learn by chance today that's a cottage industry. And companies are so terrified that that type of situation is going to get out or they're going to be given that kind of label in the media that they settle them. And people are getting very rich. Of things that never happen. It's all we're living in a world of narratives. Cory Booker asked Barrett if she condemns white supremacy. Well, that goes a long way to explain why he got like 1% of the Democratic vote in the primaries.
But I'm sure she was prepared for this, Greg.
Harino, I've been getting emails from listeners about her. She's been a real piece of work. What do we have here? It's Speaker Pelosi to CNN's Wolf Blitzer when he calls her out for refusing to make a deal on COVID relief. Oh, my God. CNN, this is the second time in 2 days they've been honest. The world's about to
addressed in the president's proposal. So when you say to me, why don't you accept theirs? Why don't they accept ours? Our legislation is there to do three things primarily: to honor our workers, honor our heroes, our healthcare workers, our police and fire first responders, our teachers, our transportation, sanitation, food workers, the people who make our lives.
Years old, drunk, doddering, and the people are crapping in the streets of San Francisco. Unbelievable. So if you left out all of the garbage and were just really sincerely interested in helping people who have been affected adversely by the Democratic lockdowns that are still going on, I can't believe in Michigan, for example, the Supreme Court there told Gretchen to cut the crap, and she's right back at it. People that are above the law. Don't we have a baseball score or something we can distract ourselves with?
Probably.
My goodness. So that was an amazing 2 hours, unlike any 2 hours we've ever had on this show.
Went by really fast.
With William Owens. I hope you enjoyed it. I know it's not what you normally hear on this show, but it was good for my soul.
Mm-hmm. Refreshing.
Yes. Yeah. It's 8 minutes after 5 o'clock. Market was off a little bit today. We'll talk to Brant in just a second. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, an amazing company that's dedicated to its customers in a way it's kind of hard to quantify. All I know is that when they hire people who really know their stuff. But you got to be better than just scoring 100 on a test on HVAC. You got to score 100 on your test as a human being, because they're sending their workers into people's homes, and they want customers to be comfortable with the people they're sending out, so everybody is thoroughly background checked and vetted. But when it comes down to the job at hand, yes, they know their stuff. You're just going to know when they're in your home. You've got good people there who care about getting it done right and getting it done expeditiously, especially if it's a heating or air conditioning or plumbing emergency. Clark's Club members can count on immediate service. For $159 a year, you get two tune-ups that will really pay for themselves in lowered electric costs, because your system will always be left running efficiently, nice and clean. And then they're available, because it is a machine and they do break, on a 24/7 basis. And when the AC goes out on a hot day, or you have no hot water, or there's some other issue, there's a wet spot in the middle of the freaking wall, you want to know, how soon can you be here? And that's why Clark's Club members can expect the word now. We're on the way. 277-2125. Tremendous people. Tremendous people, and that membership is worth every single penny, even just for the peace of mind you'll enjoy knowing they got your back on your comfort and your plumbing. Visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. We expect to hear from Brant in a minute. We've got your local news, Rich's forecast, and then we're back. 5:10.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that happened this morning in the 2200 block of Hercules Street. They found an adult male with a life-threatening gunshot wound, and an adult male suspect turned himself in and was taken into custody. Criminal charges are pending. Close to 100 Montgomery Public School employees protested this morning outside of the MPS headquarters. They say the school system has no practical plan for returning to in-person learning, which is happening today. MPS leaders say they want to make employees more comfortable with returning to the classroom and hope they can come together to address the concerns. The Alabama Department of Public Health has released the COVID-19 risk map. Montgomery is at low risk for spread, along with Autauga, Crenshaw, Lowndes, Perry, Pike, and Wilcox counties. Elmore County is at moderate risk. Bullock, Butler, and Marengo counties are at high risk, and Macon County is considered very high risk. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a string of beautiful days ahead of us and cooler nights, too. Take tonight, for example, mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 55. Tomorrow and Thursday, simply beautiful, low humidity, plenty of sun, highs in the low to mid 80s. The second cold front of the week arrives late Thursday night, which means Friday is considerably cooler, high 71, down to 44 by dawn Saturday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Test for COVID, Q-tip up your beak to your brain, and test results can take a week. That's too late, and it irritates your nostrils. It was fun to have it done, but Canada just made a new test for COVID-19.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Hope you check out my Facebook page and check everything that's on there. And I finally found the polling information I was looking for from a gentleman. He was one of the few Maverick modeler, Helmut Norpeth. We're going to talk about him a little bit later in the hour. He is one of the very few that predicted a Trump win in 2016. He's predicting it again by a wider margin. So we'll have that for you a little bit later at 5:14. We welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going good.
We had a very interesting first couple of hours today. Believe it or not, Brant, I didn't just tiptoe. I think I waded deeply. Mm-hmm. Into some culture. We had a great poet named William Owens who has written poems for America and is a conservative and is doing a virtual poetry concert. You know, America's Got Talent was won by a poet this year. Maybe there's a new trend in America that we're heading maybe into a renaissance, if you will.
Yeah, that would be great.
Long overdue. So that's what's happening on this end, and all I saw was a little red today in the markets. What were the big stories on Wall Street today?
Yeah, you know what? There really weren't any huge, what I would call just massive headlines or market changers, market movers. As I mentioned yesterday, you know, we had some earnings come out today. You know, some of the big financials, J.P. Morgan, et cetera. pretty much in line about what you would expect. One interesting thing I would note, you know, J.P. Morgan had a lot lower write-offs than people thought, or reserves against losses, which was encouraging. You know, J.P. Morgan is sort of like a litmus test for how well is the consumer doing. And typically when these banks report, they've got to reserve capital against what they think could be future delinquencies or losses or write-offs on bad debt. And as I said, that was a lot lower than what people thought. So that was maybe a little bit of an encouraging sign. Delta, you know, reported earnings. It was abysmal. I mean, it was just horrible, as we can all imagine.
Yeah,
revenues down 75%. Their cash burn was not as bad as people thought, but still the stock was off a couple of percent. Outside of that, you know, the only other thing we're really looking at is whether or not there's ever going to be any sort of stimulus deal agreed to between the White House and Pelosi. You know, it seems to me now that, you know, notwithstanding some sort of a miracle, I don't think that it's good, that we're going to see a deal get done. Obviously, you know, yesterday when we were talking, I was talking about the Trump trade versus the Biden trade, and this huge disparity between the two now, where we're beginning to think that the market is kind of casting its vote, and the market is clearly saying that it believes Biden is going to win this election. Now, who knows whether that's true or not? We all know that about the hidden Trump vote, which is alive and it's real, but still we have to pay attention. So but if we did get a stimulus deal done, I would say that's a big deal. That's something that would catch the market off guard at this point.
Yeah.
And another good indicator to me, you know, is the fact that even Trump now, you know, he's beginning to sort of, in my mind, maybe tip his hand a little bit because he's willing now to, he's coming back to the table. I mean, think about this. In 1 week, he's gone from, I'm not doing a stimulus deal. We'll just wait until after the election when I get reelected. He's gone from that to now he's bidding against himself. He keeps raising the number. He's saying, hey, we'll raise it. Now we're up to $1.8 trillion. And Pelosi's just standing there going, no, 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 every time he raises the bid. Now McConnell is going to go ahead and have a vote in the Senate in spite of it.
Good.
And this smacks a little bit of a desperation, though, on my part, from my perspective, in terms of how the Republicans are viewing this. I hate to say that. I really do. But I'm just telling you how it looks and how we're sensing things. And hopefully that's not the case, you know.
I hope that people read it as the Senate wants to help and Congress doesn't.
That's right. That's exactly right.
But you've got a big media complex in the way that's going to do everything they can to turn that completely the other direction. I don't know who's paying attention to the media anymore, but that'll be their assignment because we all know they all sleep in the same bed at the end of the day.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Being metaphorical because we had a great poet on the show for 2 hours and it raised my intellect some.
That's good. I hate I missed that. That would have been pretty interesting to hear. I'll have to go back and listen to it online.
But, yeah. Absolutely worth your time. Trust me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm
for
measuring
sure. Hey, how about those Braves? How about the Braves last night?
You know, I was of the opinion the Dodgers were just too good. The Braves have a good team. But you know what the Braves seem to have? The Dodgers have tremendous pressure. It's been 32 years since their last World Series win. So, and this is their, you know, they're trying to get to the World Series for the third time in 4 years. So all the pressure's on them. The Braves are loose. They're good. Dodgers have some great players. So do the Braves. The Braves are playing like, they're playing with house money.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing, too, is, sometimes this just happens with ball clubs, you know. The Braves are playing like a team. They're mm-hmm. really playing very well together. The clubhouse is in good shape. And they've got a lot of momentum. You know, they weren't this good. They weren't playing as this well during the regular season. They played well enough to get themselves to this spot. But they haven't lost a single game in the postseason.
No. It's amazing. You know? Just amazing.
And so their momentum is really something out. But we'll see. We'll see.
It's since my capitalist Yankees got eliminated by the Tampa Bay Devil Dogs, I have to find a rooting interest in, because there's one guy I know who thinks it would be
fantastic
for the Braves to win the World Series. I'm with the Braves on this one now.
Yeah, that's good.
Would love to see that happen.
Go Braves.
In fact, that game starts fairly soon. The baseball does. We do sports on a show once in a while there, but
we do.
Both games are in the evening tonight. What's your take? Any indications after closing about how tomorrow is looking?
No, not yet. I mean, we've got some economic data that's going to come out later in the week. Obviously those jobs numbers are going to be important to look at. That'll be helpful. There's a little bit of Fed speak that we expect tomorrow and Thursday from some of the Board of Governors. That'll be a little bit telling, possibly. But they're all singing from the same sheet of music. They're essentially, the Fed's message is, hey, we're at zero. We're doing QE. We're doing all we can. We need Washington to do a stimulus bill. And that's not happening. But outside of that, it's all this polling, man. It's people are dialing in on this. Here we are, sitting here on the 13th of October, and we're now, about 3.5 weeks or so, 4 weeks from today. Is that right?
Three weeks from today.
3 weeks.
Yeah. I just posted something from Stony Brook University on Helmut Norpoth. It's worth a read. And you'll see why he arrives at a conclusion that predicts 362 electoral votes for Trump, 100 for Joe Biden, and then all the machinations behind that number. And again, as you mentioned yesterday, the incalculable thing here that no poller can really... Let me just say this, because we were talking about it earlier. Gallup had a poll this week with two results that are very telling. 56% of the people in the Gallup poll said they're better off today than they were 4 years ago. That's in spite of a pandemic and the design and effort, especially in blue states, to kill their own economies, to kill Donald Trump, Trump's chances of getting reelected. In that same poll, 56% said they expect Donald Trump to get reelected. So how does that jive?
Yeah, I totally agree, and it's a real tricky proposition, because it's like I was telling you when I was, I participate on these Zoom calls with these folks in Washington. And so the trick is finding, quote, likely voters, okay? And so that's the first hurdle. If you really do find likely voters, that's great, and you can do a poll. But then are you getting the honest answer?
That's the thing.
Because truly, there are so many people in certain districts and in certain areas where they're polling in these states that are battleground states, where we know for a fact that there are people who are hidden Trump voters. They're going to tell you they will vote for Biden because it's politically correct, and then they're going to go in there and vote for Trump.
Yep.
Yet, in my old stomping grounds in South Florida, I just posted that story. He went right down the street. I should play that bit before we're done today. At the Fountain Diner, that area there, 10 people. There were 22 reporters. 10 people showed up for the Joe Biden campaign rally. Yesterday, Miami police estimate 30,000 cars participating in a Trump rally. He wasn't even going to be there. They just did it. Those are pretty telling signs of voter enthusiasm. So I think part of it, Brandt, in political strategy is to create this very lopsided poll in favor of Biden now, so that if it doesn't work out that way, they can throw the results of the election into question and stir up more crap. That's my theory. What do I know? I'm just a hawk show toast. I didn't even finish college. So how smart can I be?
How could the polls be wrong?
Well,
when you sample all Democrats.
They oversample Democrats in most of these as well. But the other one, too, is that over 50% of people said their neighbors are voting for Trump. That's one way to not have to say, I'm voting for him, but I know my neighbors are.
Mm-hmm.
They've got that Jesus 2020 sign out in front of the house. So,
mm-hmm.
Brad, it's just going to get more and more interesting as the days tick past till November the 3rd. If you have not taken the time to sit down with a financial planner to understand the numbers we discuss here, to realize that this does, in fact, impact your life, your personal economy, your plan for the future, please pick up the phone and call 387-0094 and make an appointment to sit down with Brandt and meet the incredible team of people at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management and start building for the future, both the knowns and unknowns, for the home you might want to buy, for the kids you want to get college educations for a retirement you'd like to plan for, and also for the things that you can't plan for, you don't know are going to happen, that'll give you a little peace of mind as you navigate those troubled waters. 387-0094 is the number to call. 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brent, look forward to talking to you tomorrow, my friend.
Yep, likewise. You guys take care. Be safe.
Have a good
Thanks,
night.
Brad.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
527.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy all over the city right now. Light to mostly moderate traffic on the boulevard. Taylor Road, very congested from Atlanta Highway all the way over to Vaughan Road. A lot of outbound traffic on Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway, and also Norman Bridge. And we've got an accident on the Eastern Boulevard. It's right in the vicinity of Woodmere Boulevard, out in front of the Woodmere Crossing Shopping Center. Use caution right there. Buckle up. Drive carefully on your ride home. We will keep you updated. Everything for fall is at Festival Plaza. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa, Sheer Experience, Winger Sports Grill, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughan, another great McClendon Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
As we get ready for football season, make sure your home's indoor comfort is game day ready.
Don't let your game day company be uncomfortable in your home. If your unit has struggled all year, call United today for a tune-up or a free estimate to replace it.
Call and ask us about our yearly maintenance plans or use our new smart financing to finance a new system with a low monthly payment.
United has a solution for you. Whether your system needs to be tuned up or if it's an old, out-of-date dinosaur that needs to be replaced.
We can also make sure your home's indoor air quality is safe for game day with a whole house air purifier.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United, for your comfort.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There is something evil lurking about in the shadows. Something so terrifying, the sound of it will send chills up your spine and put fear in your heart. It is a sound that has driven men and women alike to the brink of insanity, and you may be next. This Halloween, beware of Hillary Clinton in The Cackle. It can strike anywhere at any time. No one is immune to The Cackle. In theaters this Halloween, The Cackle. Rated PG-17, Republicans not admitted.
She's really got brain damage.
That's kind of scary, you believe me.
Oh, yeah. All right, at 5:31, we go to...
I think I disappointed Rosie. She thought it was Jake Wallace.
Well, Jacqueline is supposed to call
in
5 minutes.
She gave us a baby update.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. Breaking news baby day.
So you have your favorite male lawyer instead of your favorite female lawyer. So
I love your take on this horrendous travesty called the Barrett hearing.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, he's doing very well. He just blew him out of the water today. By the way, just a couple of positive notes. You were talking about some of the polling and everything.
Yeah.
Trafalgar now has Pennsylvania a toss-up again, so that's good. And then Lindsey Graham has now pulled 6 points ahead of his challenger.
Yay.
Thank God.
Thank you. So
if Miss Lindsey would just grow a set and be a real conservative, try to follow the example of the president, his seat would never be in doubt.
I tell you, I think these hearings are positive for him, but they're also positive for Trump because they show, like if you're talking about suburban women, which is the vote that Democrats always talking about, Trump can't win suburban women. You see Amy Coney Barrett up there and what she is testifying to and how smooth and wonderful and smart and bright, and she's a mom. She's everything you want your daughter to grow up to be, right? Successful,
yeah.
Bright, well-grounded, moral, you know. And you can't help but be impressed with the quality. And I got to tell you guys, because I look at all these nominees for all these positions, Trump has picked great judges.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can find one or two out there you don't like, but out of the almost 300 that he's picked, they're all this level of quality. They're just fantastic, And I think that's going to have some influence on suburban women when they see that the president is picking bright, smart, and stable young women for these fantastic jobs.
I did not, it was frustrating, Chad, because we had the Fox News monitor on her, and I see Cory Booker looking at her with the face of Satan.
Oh, he is.
And that Harino, my God, Twitter went nuts. That woman's a crackpot.
Oh, yeah. Did she
handle them well, in your opinion?
One other thing I wanted to say, I just had a friend who is a hardcore liberal returned from Michigan, and that friend told me that it's over. Trump is going to win Michigan. The place is covered with Trump signs.
Well,
wow.
They can thank their Democratic governor for being, Mademoiselle Hitler.
That woman's insane.
She is.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just some positive news. We get all we can get out there.
Chad, you are the bluebird of legal happiness today.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. I will say one more thing, and that is that a lot of these early voting things, they're not turning out in the numbers that that Democrats were projecting they're going to turn out. So especially in Florida, they're underperforming in Dade and Miami County.
Yay.
So far.
Well, did you see 10 people showed up at Joe Biden's rally right down the street from that diner I used to wear?
Every rally, I don't know why they call them rallies.
They're not rallies.
There's more press people and more other people. My gosh, a graveyard has more life people.
22 press, 10 people at that Pembroke Pines rally. Chad got a ride.
I guarantee you 5 of those 10 are staffers. See you, friend.
All righty. Thank you, my buddy. It is 5:35. Getting a home is a great life event. It can be exciting. It can be stressful. I think the best way to experience it is to put yourself in the hands of somebody who has done it thousands of times, with people buying for the first time and people who have bought multiple times, because it's always a big deal when you close on a house. A guy who's temperamentally suited to lead a newcomer or an experienced person through the mortgage process, the man who has access to programs that can get you the lowest rates, that guy is Morris Capuano. This is a campaign speech on my behalf for Morris Capuano. Elect him when you have to vote for somebody to refinance your house, to get you a mortgage, to get you pre-approved on a house you'd like to buy. And if you're especially nervous because you are new to mortgages, he's the perfect person. Nobody's better temperamentally suited for his work than Morris Capuano is because this is what he lives to do. Hand people the keys to their new home, and he's done it thousands of times. But everyone, it's like this is a new event for him and you, and he never loses his enthusiasm for getting you closed. Call Morris at 409-9300, 409-9300. Morris Capuano, an equal housing lender in partnership with Renaissance Bank. Their NMLS number is 88697.
It's a season of change.
And now, another flashback.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
We'll have that flashback in a moment.
Awesome!
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a string of beautiful days ahead of us and cooler nights, too. Take tonight, for example, mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 55. Tomorrow and Thursday, simply beautiful, low humidity, plenty of sun, highs in the low to mid 80s. The second cold front of the week arrives late Thursday night, which means Friday is considerably cooler, high 71, down to 44 by dawn Saturday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
Where Joe Biden was today was about half a mile from where this place was.
And now, another flashback favorite on News Talk.
I'm just thinking of that restaurant I worked at in Pembroke Pines. Hello, Sonny. Where's my challah bread? And my soup isn't hot enough, Sonny. Go back and make it hotter.
That was really a trauma for you, wasn't it?
Yes. And the worst was, oh my, we were days away from having a hurricane pass through, and all the blah, blah, blah. They come in, hawking a Chinook with their Goshamish Bucca at the table, waiting for their challah bread and matzo ball soup. Are you ready for the hurricane? There's a hurricane coming our way, Sonny. Quick, bag me up something I can take home for free. I'm going to run out of Equal during the hurricane, so I'm just going to shove 40 or 50 of these little blue packets into my place. Okay, Sonny? Look the other way for a minute, which I'll leave you a dollar tip on the table if you just do that for me, okay? Now go warm up my soup, and don't spill it. My matzo ball isn't big enough. Get me another one. Oh, God, did that. And I offer, as my next witness to that type of behavior, from the law firm of Duncan Tomlinson, Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Hey.
And
where did you work in Pine?
It was the Fountain Diner. This is, you know, that's the place.
Shut up.
Where I began my rebuild. Yes, when I came back to South Florida with nothing.
They had the best apricot arugula. Have you ever had that there? Oh, my God.
Look, to save money, I used to excise leftover food that people did not want to take home, but it hadn't been touched, and I would shove it into a styrofoam container.
I don't blame you, though. They have good food.
Yes, I ate very well. I had a thing.
And, like, you can't have a hurricane during Shabbat without the challah bread. Like, that's, like, sacrilegious.
The other thing I remember about that place is that you always want the bigger the party, you know, like if you had a party of five, you'd make at least $5 because they'd all leave the dollar tip. You see what I mean?
And change.
But they always came in groups of five because somebody was always a widow or a widower.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, I don't think I ever served six people ever.
Mm-mm.
Not once.
No, it's always odd numbers, which is super annoying.
Before we get the baby update, did you watch any of the...
Yeah, I did.
What'd you think?
Savage. She's a boss, man.
Yeah.
Period.
Great
done.
Choice. And
but goals right there.
but brought out the absolute worst behavior. If I thought there was new lows they could have hit, they hit them today.
But, like, I was surprised, like, this morning with Dianne Feinstein. Like, I thought she was very respectful and very polite. But, like, I kind of caught myself laughing out loud a little bit when she was like, yeah, but that's not how I wanted you to answer the question. And I wanted to be like, well, Dianne, like...
Really?
You're not the one that's on the nomination process. Yeah. Like, she gets to answer the question how she wants to. So, let's
move on. She's another one of those young Democrats. What is she, 85?
I think she's, like, pushing close to 100. She's got to be close.
Her, Nancy Pelosi, yeah, Feinstein's in her mid to late 80s. And the rest of them, it's like, I feel like I'm back at the Fountain Diner waiting to get assigned a table.
Yeah. So, yeah, I do. But I do have a baby update today. By the way, 14 days.
I know.
All right,
we are almost in single digits.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Ah, shut up.
And now, this week's baby update from Jacqueline Thomas.
So, this week I'm not going to give you a food item. This week I'm going to actually give you the odd but fun toy option that they give me.
The odd but fun toy option.
Okay. Yeah. And there's also a cute but odd animal, but I'll give you the toy first. So this week, Lola is the size of a Cabbage Patch doll.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
That's
huge. Big.
That's pretty real.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and let me tell you, I feel every bit of that Cabbage Patch doll. Yeah. She is also the size of a large chihuahua.
A large chihuahua.
Yeah.
And probably moving around like one.
So that's the thing. Like, I feel great. I have tons of energy. Like, I'm not in any discomfort, except I feel every single movement, which is a positive thing. You know, at this stage, you want to feel the baby. You want to make sure everything's okay.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, she's fine. And from about 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., she's real fine. Like, she's bouncing off the walls. But I'm actually in the car right now driving to meet my bunco group for a dinner before I have the baby. And I feel every part of her moving around right now. Like, I'm over here like, Lola, I need you to pump your brakes. Like, you need to just, like, chill. Because it's, I won't say it's uncomfortable, but it's an odd sensation. For anybody who's never been pregnant, I can't really describe it, except it just is a strange feeling when something is moving in your abdomen.
Yeah.
Like, it's just odd.
Hey, do you ever follow James Woods on Twitter?
I do not.
I recommend it. He's the only reason, really, that I have him bookmarked his page because he is brilliant. He is unapologetically and relentlessly conservative. And, of course, Twitter's kicked him off a thousand times because they censor people. He did a poll this afternoon, and I love this. Question, whose voice is most likely to end in a listener's suicide? The choices were Kamala Harris, Maisie Hirono, Hillary Clinton, and Chuck Schumer. And I'll let you make your pick. And then you can also guess who won that poll. Again, the choice is Kamala Harris, who has that Hillary cackle thing going on, Maisie Hirono, Hillary Clinton, or Chuck Schumer.
Damn. All right, my pick would be Pelosi.
But she wasn't on the list.
But that's my pick.
Okay. You got that, Nancy? She's picked Nancy Pelosi for the worst voice.
Very well.
Okay.
Would it be Hillary?
No, Hillary actually finished in second behind Kamala Harris.
Really? That surprises me because I honestly, here's where my thought process went, the rationale, if you will. Nobody's watching her in Biden, so I figured not a lot of people have actually heard her voice.
You're right about that. And they've kept her very low profile.
Yeah, here's the thing, like, I stand behind this. The more that I see on social media, the more that we're creeping up towards November 3rd, the more that I'm seeing people that normally are kind of more of apolitical speaking out on things.
Mm.
If everybody goes out and votes, that's the thing. Don't think that just because all your friends are voting Trump, like, it's okay to stay home. Like, if everybody goes out and votes, I think we're going to be fine. It's just I'm concerned about the people that don't actually go out and vote.
I think everything that the Democrats have done, you see, for them to even have a chance, like we all thought Obama was so abysmal, there was no way he'd get elected to a second term. But
yeah,
we were led by a guy who really put in a half-hearted effort, Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
And now we know him for what he really is.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end, Obama wanted it more and made that clear, and he won. And he was every bit as abysmal for four more years as he was the first.
I just think if everybody gets off their lazy rear ends and goes and votes, then I think we're going to be fine. But none of this nonsense, 33-35% voter turnout. Like, we need 90% voter turnout. Like, let's go. Like, get off your butt and go vote. Like, it's going to take 2 seconds.
I don't think the urgency is lost on those who want Donald Trump to have four more years. So I think absolutely it's going
to... If my, you know, post-baby rear end is getting out of the house and going to vote, everybody out there can go vote.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
And I'll prove it. I'll post a picture and everything of us there. Like, my family is going to vote. I thought about it this morning. We're taking Steven. We're taking the baby. It's important. Lead by example.
Do you know one person that voted for Donald Trump that has had their mind changed by the candidacy of Joe Biden?
None.
Not one. If anything, we are look at the turnouts.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Sanford, Florida area?
Yeah.
14 or is it 16,000 people for a Donald Trump rally,
which
there
is crazy.
Yes.
And then Biden's down there today, and what, 10 people showed up?
There were 22 reporters and 10 people that showed up for the rally.
Okay, so 32 people total.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's just insane to me because... All right, so what people have to understand here is, like, we all kind of know how Alabama works. You know, we've got our red counties, our blue counties. Like, everybody kind of knows what's going on here. South Florida's the same thing. If you'll remember during the last election, you know, the whole, like, what did they call it? The I-4 corridor, that Orlando, Tampa area is usually very blue. And then you have Broward, Dade, and Palm Beach County that are always, you know, historically blue. I'd be very surprised if there's not a lot of red on that map.
I got to pause you here because I want to believe this is true since they're all lawyers. Senator Mazie Hirono, she was on that list of shrieking shit, asked Amy Coney Barrett, since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature? Let's listen.
Why would you ask somebody that question?
Yeah, usually those who ask.
Nobody's ever asked me that question. They probably don't want to know what the response they're going to get. But, you know, nobody's ever asked me an inappropriate question like that. Like, since I've become a lawyer.
To ensure the fitness of nominees for a lifetime appointment to the federal bench or to any of the other positions for any of the committees on which they appear, I ask each nominee these two questions, and I will ask them of you. Since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature?
No, Senator Hirono.
Have you ever faced discipline or entered into a settlement related to this kind of conduct?
Like Joe
Biden. No, Senator. Does Senator Hirono noted in a number of her dissents?
That woman is nuts.
Like, the fact that that's even something that you have to ask people, like, what?
Well, yeah, I mean Joe Biden won't even... Joe Biden won't be transparent enough to let people go into the... Whatever that place is, University of Delaware, where they've got all those papers from settlements that he's got going back to the 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
I mean, come on.
But I think if Joe had anything like that in the closet, we would have known about it the other two times that he's run for a presidential nomination and, you know, didn't get it. So, I mean, I feel like Joe's, you know, record's kind of out there in the open for everybody to see, which is nothing.
He's done nothing.
Oh, yeah. Remember... Kamala Harris said that she believed them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But now she's running for vice president, and she forgot all about that, too.
Now it's like, you know, that little girl on the bus and all the accusers and all that by the wayside.
But she was never that little girl on the bus, now, was she?
No, that was actually found to be not accurate.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yes. So So,
and then to wrap everything else up today, the CDC first said not to wear masks, then to wear masks, then masks were better than vaccines, and now new evidence shows masks are ineffective, and so were the shutdowns. And now the World Health Organization, who we kind of viewed in a satanic light, has now said these lockdowns are devastating. Didn't I say that 1,000 times an afternoon?
1,001. How about the Montgomery Public School teachers not showing up for work today? Did you see my
post? Fire them.
I posted on Facebook. I'm sure 168 unemployed teachers would gladly have shown up today.
Yeah. Fire them.
That's what I think. I support that decision 100%. If everybody else has to go to work and be exposed to things, come on. Get over it. Stop milking that gravy train. Let's go back to work.
Let's see. I don't see anything in the local news about these teachers.
Go to WSSA.com.
Wow.
I shared it from my page. You can share it from my page.
Your name again ridiculous. Is Jacqueline what now? I'm just being a jerk. I'm good at it.
Hell, where's my mask? I'm so over this mask thing.
Hey, are you coming to the Baumhauers tomorrow?
I am.
All right.
So is Amy.
Guess what? We're going to have gifts tomorrow.
We're going to have what?
We're going to have certificates.
Oh, yeah.
The new Dr. B burger at Wing Fingers.
Awesome. Woo-hoo. Glad to hear it.
So we'll glad be doing to hear it as well. And it'll be.
But yeah, I'll be there. Bell's on. And I think Amy confirmed for tomorrow.
Yes,
she did.
Yes.
Okay, good deal.
We're going to try and help people who've been experiencing financial hardships or uncertainties, who really got hit hard by the pandemic, and how we can maybe, reach out. Who's this Jacqueline Tomlinson with all this furniture?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What name are you?
I am on the phone. Oh, Greg, Amy said we've got to go.
Okay. Right. But thank you.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right.
Well, there's a Jacqueline Tomlinson that apparently is very deeply involved in the fashion industry. I had no idea. So, let's see, 168 unemployed teachers that would gladly have reported. 168 teachers did not report for the first day of in-person class. Guess what? When we were told that we would be here for in-person radio, and somebody said, well, I'm not, they would have been unemployed that same day. And would have been fired for cause, so they would have had no unemployment claim. This is bullcrap here. It's just absolute bullcrap. But I've never been a big fan of unions, of people who are public employees, period, because they can be, I'm not pointing postal workers out for any particular reason, but with mail-in ballots and their endorsement of Joe Biden, I'm supposed to sit here and stupidly and naively trust everybody's going to be absolutely saintly when it comes to we've already seen the pictures and the videos of ballots being stolen out of mailboxes, dumped into, and cut the crap. And as Jacqueline said, a week after having a baby, she's going to take everybody and they're going to go vote. And that's what's going to win. Now, there's Kamala. She looks like she just came out of Willie Brown's house after a big fat doobie. 554. Shop Wiser by Kaiser. 65,000 square feet of choices. And as we get into watching sports again, they've got the new home entertainment centers that accommodate today's big screen TVs. They're absolutely sensational. It's great to have a nice TV, but when you see this jungle of wires and stuff on a sort of a ramshackle setup for the television set, they finally caught up to the screen sizes, and Kaiser has them. Okay. And comfortable couches and sofas, in fact, full living room suites, bedroom suites, you name it, accent pieces, a 65,000 square foot showroom. And three of the best furniture navigators that will ever sail the seven seas. That makes no sense, but it's a great way to mention my friend Stella or Dale Thornell. And hang on one second here. I'm missing a name. This is so embarrassing. I'm going to get it. I don't care. If we have to hold the show up for a second here. Dale Thornout, Miss Pitts.
Yeah.
I know we come to me, Cheryl Pitts. Mm-hmm. Nice going, Greg. Sorry, had a lot on my mind. But these are three excellent women who know the inventory, can help you find great deals and prices, and will make sure that, if, by the way, you want to do a 0% loan with Synchrony Bank, they can do that for 18 months up to, as long as the purchase is in the $2,000 range, which is great. So you can go bigger without paying interest. And that's the way to do that, when you can. They're open 6 days a week. They got a great Facebook page and an excellent team of people. And you can see it all online at shopkaiser.com.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We are light to moderate all over the city now. Still got a little congestion on the East South Boulevard from Baptist to Troy Highway. Atlanta Highway with just a little bit of congestion around Federal Drive and at Taylor Road. The 31s are all still busy outbound, and I-65 and 85 moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. But overall, everything's looking good, and we've got no accidents in us to tell you about at this moment. Buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Of course, you can visit the showroom, but if you'd like to buy, do it online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply's low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping.